Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now.
So I have a torn labrum in my hip.
Be curious, not judgmental.
For people like you and me, it's a great excuse. Your mom and dad ask you if you dance with anybody at the prom. You say, no, I couldn't because they weren't vaccinated.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom!
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you? How's that?
Hey.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Common man, Greg Hill.
I did the sponsor.
Did you?
Lead, you dope.
I'm
you
sorry.
Just completely ruined the entire flow of the show.
Apologize.
We were smack dab in the middle of the most amazing wet dream ever, and you burst into the room and told Emily Ratajkowski that her husband was there to pick her up. I'm sorry. God, you ruined everything.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Jermaine Wiggy Wiggins.
If you are vaccinated, aren't you protected? So if you want to, you know, do a little bumping and grinding, aren't you good to go?
Yes. I think you're probably at far more risk with the bumping and grinding,
yes,
and what goes on after that.
I'd worry more about that virus.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Well, Spaz is filling in for Ken Laird today, who has a few days off. And 617 texter would like to know if it is a requirement that any producer on this program is bald. I don't know. Now, I would say that, Spaz, those who are on the Twitch chat have identified you as Curtis's mini-me. So you do look... Curtis is a little bit Dr. Evil, and you are a tad mini-me, I would say.
Well, it's like twins. He's good-looking and rich, and I'm short, ugly, and no money.
Oh, yes.
It's like that's how it is.
Yeah, like
I get it.
Film.
You're trying way too hard to get the job by calling me good-looking.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Now I'm making $13.50 an hour, baby.
Someone smells like bar pizza. Who is that? Is that Wiggy? Curtis?
That might be me.
I have to say, Wiggy is America's favorite guest. I was watching those videos yesterday of your great Greg Hill Foundation pizza crawl, and Wiggy was the star of the show.
I'm well, still stuffed.
He has never met a microphone that he doesn't like. That is a fact.
That was weird. You didn't microphone. Tell him it was unplugged, and he kept talking into it.
And you're going to trigger Curtis, by the way, in the Numb Nuts shirt this
you
morning.
You like this shirt?
Do I like it? That is the merch item of the century, Chris
okay.
Curtis, the Numb Nuts shirt. That is the greatest piece of merch ever created anywhere, I believe.
This is the greatest shirt ever. My dossiers is pretty good, but this is classic.
No, I like the dossier shirt, but the Numb Nuts shirt is better. It
the
really
best
is.
Thing about the shirt has nothing to do with what's on it. It's the faces of the people wearing it. They are so happy to be mocking me.
Well, we had an unbelievable day yesterday at the first ever bar pizza crawl
yes.
Across the South Shore.
Wiggy had never been to the South Shore, apparently, in his 40-something years living here in Boston.
Mass Ave counts as the South Shore.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Mass Ave is a different thing.
And you had never had bar pizza either.
No, so. I had never had bar pizza.
Yeah. You liked it, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When you say interesting, what does that mean? That doesn't mean... I don't think that means you liked it.
No, it was different. It's like toaster oven pizza. It was
what?
Good.
No, it's not.
It's like crispy. The I was talking to one of the people on the tour, one of the guys, and the consistency is like if you had an Elio's pizza where everything's crunchy, or a Celeste. That's what it's like—a toaster oven pizza.
It really is not anything like frozen pizza.
I didn't say frozen. I'm saying the consistency of it. It's crunchy.
Yeah,
like the whole thing's always crunchy.
Okay, so it's not like you if you go to the North End,
right,
and you get some kind of a floppy type
right.
pizza. Yeah,
it's soft, and the crust on the bottom is like soft. So when you fold it, you could take the bite, and the cheese kind of pulls away.
Yeah, you can't really you can't fold a slice of bar pizza.
No,
that's true.
And the whole thing is crunchy.
Yeah.
The whole pizza's crunchy.
Like, yeah, well, it's cooked. I mean, it's like, that's the way they make it.
So
yeah.
The best way for me to kind of get people who've never had bar pizza to understand the consistency would be like if you had an Elio's, a toaster oven pizza, where it's all crunchy.
Yeah. Well, we went to 10 places yesterday.
Wow, I ate a lot of pizza.
I would assume that the over-under on you was 30 slices.
Yeah, we went over that.
You went over that.
Yeah,
we were three places in, and I said, Wiggs, how many slices have you had? And he said, 9.
Yeah.
So he was on a pace of 3 slices per place
right.
yesterday.
But then that bumped up because there was a couple places that came, like O'Toole's we went to, which was good, came out
with... That was kind of like DiGiorno.
Now, I'm just talking about the consistency, Curtis. And they came out with pickle and pastrami. I had that bean pizza that you talked about at the Linwood, right?
That's an off-menu item, the baked bean pizza at the Linwood.
Right.
And I asked Wiggy, because we were all on a bus together, to please only have one bite of that, not an entire pie.
But the pickle and pastrami pizza at O'Toole's was shockingly good.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
O'Toole's, a good spot.
Yeah,
really
that's
good
a
spot.
Really...
That's in Whitman. Great spot.
That's like a nice place. And
that's like freshetta pizza.
And the thing that I liked about a lot of these places is they weren't like your basic... chains. They were like moms and pops.
Yeah, no,
corner
none of
bars.
Them. None of them are chains. That is true. They're all.
Oh, they didn't even have a restaurant feeling, except for
they're like dive bars.
Yeah, except kinda. For the one we went to, Town Spa.
Town Spa is a restaurant. Yeah, Town Spa is a legit restaurant. Town Spa was my favorite heading into the bar pizza crawl yesterday, but I completely changed my opinion after we were done.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I had my number one on the list. Like my Curtis, it was my big board, but we actually will get a winner from this.
Oh, good. Thankfully.
A 603 texter says the group of people that we had on the bus looked like they should have been heading to Mohegan Sun. there were a tad bit of older people on the bus, but that is
not really.
I mean,
it was a good mix.
Yeah, it was all ages, all sizes, all varieties.
It was
yeah.
weird they had to keep yelling at them to stop listening to the Sox game and go and eat pizza.
No, I wouldn't say it was a good mix of a crowd there.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, comparing bar pizza to Elio's frozen is literally insulting. What a fool Wiggins is. Well, I don't think he's a fool.
No, I'm not comparing it to frozen pizza. I'm comparing the texture of the whole thing being crunchy. If you've never had bar pizza, people say, well, what kind of texture, you know, what's the consistency? It's like, you know, Elio's where it's all crunchy.
Yeah.
The whole thing is crunchy. There's no soft spots to it.
But you would go get it again?
Yeah, or, yeah, I would.
Okay, you would.
And I
okay.
couldn't believe how small it was.
Yeah.
When you said you have to
That's
eat
what
one.
She said.
Oh, Spaz.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Give him his rim shot.
If I knew where it was, I would.
When is Ken coming back, by the way? It can't happen soon enough as
Wednesday.
Far as I'm concerned.
Wednesday,
all right. On the show this morning, we will get to the leads in about 10 minutes, and then the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30 on this morning's show. And for the dumbest of the day today, how making a fetish video led to the fire department requiring a Jaws of Life rescue. So we will get to that during the dumbest of the day at 7:30. There was a suggestion by our fill-in producer, Anthony Spaz Parziali, that he create a game for this morning's show.
All right.
Okay. So maybe the Spaz game of the week.
Oh,
or
wow.
The Spaz pen game of the week or something. We'll
usually
do that.
Usually that's a Curtis thing, but okay.
Well, you've already triggered Curtis by wearing the numb nut shirt this morning, Wiggy. Please
it looks don't. So much like him, though.
Please don't trigger him again, or it's going to be a miserable 4 hours.
I was only 6 away.
So, Spaz game of the week, pen game of the week, maybe coming up at 8 or thereabouts.
You don't want to miss it. If we do it, you don't want to miss it. I'm hyping it up. I think it's fantastic. Right, I think it's great.
All right, excellent. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I always remind you that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the radio.com app. And if you want to take a look at the numbnut shirt, then you can watch this show on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or you can watch it at weei.com/watch. That's weei.com/watch. And who is trending this morning? Is it Spaz?
Oh, Curtis? It's Spaz. Spaz is just, this is the week of Spaz.
Yeah. I'm not reading the sponsors, though.
No? Oh, you're not?
No, because they pay to be read, and I can't read. That's a tough thing for me.
What, are they asking for their money back?
Yes.
After Friday?
Yes,
they are. Okay.
They're garnishing my wages, the IRS's and Odyssey are both taking my money.
So now you're making $7.50.
An hour. It's all right.
Here's a text that says, bar pizza people like Greg are complete hardos. It's definitely just like Celeste pizza. It is not. It's not
the
anything
consistency
like. It's
of
not
them.
Anything like that.
And would you say though the one pizza that I thought was unique and had a little different texture to it, maybe because there was a lot of stuff on it, is the last place we went to. I tried Dakota's pizza with the feta and banana peppers on it.
Feta and banana peppers, yes.
Yeah. And so
feta and banana pepper.
That's the Braintree Brew House.
Okay. So yeah. Theirs was a little bit softer, but the consistency of it is similar to that type of pizza.
It's nothing like frozen pizza. I don't know why. I don't know why you're suggesting that it's like frozen pizza. It's nothing like it.
And I think I'm right. I agree with the texter right there. It's like, you don't have to get so sensitive that we're talking about your bar pizza.
I know.
We're not saying it's frozen pizza. We're just saying the consistency.
Well, it really bothers me. these people have been, they've been making bar pizza since 1943. We learned that yesterday.
Yeah, we did learn that yesterday.
We learned that it was invented at Hoey's.
Yes.
Which is one place we went to yesterday, Hoey's. Is in the AmVets. It's located in the AmVets hall.
Right.
And it's been there since 1943.
We got it's a good backstory of how amazing. The pizza was created.
All right, let's get to Spaz and what is trending first thing this morning.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, this Spaz Trending Now is brought to you by Shaw's. Just for you. Now through Thursday, Shaw's Just for You members can pick up select varieties of Smart Ones entrees for 99 cents, limit 4, when you activate the digital coupon. Shop now. Offer valid only through Thursday, June 17th.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox got crushed by the Blue Jays yesterday, 18-4. They gave up 8 home runs. I believe that's a record for the visiting team to hit 8 home runs at Fenway. Absolute embarrassment. Sox Blue Jays again tonight. Pre-game is at 6:10. First pitch is at 7:10 right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. NBA playoffs. The Suns move on to the Western Conference Finals. They beat the Nuggets 125-118. The Bucks beat the Nets 107-96. Kyrie left with an ankle injury.
Oh, man.
I know, right? So,
Kyrie and Harden.
And the best tweet of the year came from Glenn Big Baby Davis, who said that Kyrie injured the same ankle he used to stomp on Lucky.
I love it.
Then he babied out, though. He deleted it later.
Oh, he did?
Yes. It has been deleted.
Oh, man.
I guess he's a big baby.
I don't know where the pressure came from, or I don't know if he works or does an analyst somewhere, but
he's afraid of KD coming at him.
I don't know what's going on. I thought he was like flipping birds right now. I thought he was selling some greenery.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Big Baby Davis? Yeah, I thought that's what he was. Yeah, I thought he was selling the Kush.
Oh, he sells the Kush.
Remember he got in trouble?
Yeah, he was in trouble for a while, but
Having a bunch of weed on an airplane, like pounds of it.
Okay. The Kush? You don't know. I mean, maybe that was for his own personal use. You don't know that he was selling the
Kush. I thought
Kush.
He was in the medical marijuana business.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you're on a plane with pounds of weed, you're not in the medical marijuana business, okay? Let's be clear about that.
All right, in the NHL playoffs, the Islanders take Game 1 of the Stanley Cup semifinals. They beat the Lightning 2-1. Game 2 is Tuesday night at 8. Canadians, Golden Knights, Stanley Cup semifinals. Game 1 is tonight at 9. That is what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
To be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
Ken Laird is off again today and tomorrow. I think he went to visit his mom. Is that what Ken Laird did?
Yep.
He missed quite a day yesterday with the first ever bar pizza crawl.
It was really good.
And I want to thank everybody who came. I want to thank the Yankee Line bus people who donated the bus for the day.
That was cool.
I want to thank all of the bar pizza places. There were 10 of them. My favorite, shockingly, was Venus in Whitman. I say shocking because I never heard of it. I've never been there.
This was good.
Going into it, Town Spa was really always my favorite, and I do love Town Spa, but Venus was just, I don't know if it was the timing or the whoever was on the oven yesterday or whatever, but
they had a good one. My favorite was Hoey's.
It was?
Yeah, I did like Hoey's.
That was your favorite.
Hoey's was a little bit softer, had like nice, the cheese was nice and stringy, which I really liked. I liked Hoey's. But they were all good, Greg. I ain't gonna front and say like they weren't good.
Yeah.
It's just different pizza for me, but I would definitely eat it.
You would eat it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everybody wants to know what the next food-related bus tour is going to be. I'm thinking maybe North Shore Beefs, but I don't know. Could you do 10 North Shore Beefs on a bus? I mean,
I don't know.
Could. I know you
could. It'd have to be small beefs.
So the way you inhaled pizza slices yesterday, it was like Wiggy was. I felt like Wiggy was on death row yesterday, and they gave him his last meal. I mean, you did 30 plus slices, no problem.
Yeah.
How's the toilet?
How was the bidet when you got
home?
Bidet
was very cooling. It was very cooling. I tell you though, the thing that I would say that I think probably most people besides myself had an issue with 10 was a lot of pizza for a lot of people.
It was too much.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was cool because the slices were small and I was able, I can eat, but it
Yeah.
I don't know how you do the beef though.
Well, you could cut the beefs in the quarters, and then everybody could just have a quarter.
Okay, you could do that.
So I don't know, but we'll work on another one, and we could do a whole entire another bar pizza crawl.
Yeah,
because there's so many places down there.
Yeah, there was one place that everybody kept talking
Poopsies.
About. Poopsies.
Yeah, Poopsies did not make the original list.
How has there not been a lobster roll crawl?
Have you seen the price of lobster?
Are you kidding me?
I don't look at prices at menus.
As a frugal person, let me tell you, it's very expensive, lobster. Speaking of lobster, we're going to get to the leads, and my lead is about the story of the weekend around these parts, which I find a little fishy, pun intended, Curtis. We'll get to the leads coming up. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30. And it's all about how the fire department had to respond to a woman who was making fetish videos. So we'll get to that at about 7:30 on today's show. You will have the chance, three chances, to win $1,000 cash this morning. 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 on this show in our typical national radio cash giveaway contest. So we'll do that this morning. Let's do this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Did Ken leave that behind? Or did you pick that, Spaz?
I didn't pick it. Okay. Ken left it behind. So.
I turn that up, please. Let it breathe a little bit. I may be stumped again. This is embarrassing. Wow. I'm getting stumped left and right around these parts. Turn that up. What is wrong with you, Spaz?
I'm on the last just a bug in the street.
That is Aerosmith. And is that song called Last Child? Is that what that's called?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Wow. Yes, sorry. Yes. God.
Took
yes.
you long enough.
I know it did. It took me a long time. All right. The leads are brought to you by Subaru Summer. It's going on right now, and it is your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Spaz, do you have a lead this morning?
Yes, I do. I'm going to attempt another sports-related lead.
Okay.
Please don't get mad if I get positions wrong, but I know the name.
Okay.
It's on Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
I cannot stand when people who make $37 million to do absolutely nothing, you have a bum knee and you bitch and moan and you whine that Danny Ainge wanted to trade you, and now you want a mutual breakup. A mutual breakup, bro, would be you giving up your money or you giving up half your money. If I were Wick Grosbeck, I would keep you on the team and I'd have you clean the toilets for the next 2 years. You wouldn't pay. I got, because they got to eat the money no matter what. If they trade him, no team is gonna eat that loot. Mm-hmm. So you either trade him, you eat the loot. He stays here, you trade the loot. I'd have the guy selling popcorn at the Garden. You make $37 million. Shut up. Shut the F. I can't. You know what? I'm changing. The lead, I hate rich people that bitch. There's the lead.
Is that the lead?
That's the lead. Uh-huh. I hate rich people. If you have loot, you don't have a right to bitch because you have money. And money solves all problems. Every single problem, money solves it.
Have you heard the great philosopher P. Diddy?
What,
more money, right. More problems.
Tell him.
No. What he meant was more money, no problems.
Tell him, Curtis. More money, more problems.
Honestly, I think it's disgusting in the NBA, and I blame the owners that they let the employees run the business. It drives me absolutely bonkers. They should honestly, Wick, if you're listening, I know you probably don't remember me from back in the AF days, but if you did, I know you did crew and stuff. Look, take the guy. Tell him to go home, but pay him, right? Say, hey, buddy, you don't play. You do nothing. Your endorsements are gone. Here's your money. Go F yourself.
Okay.
It drives me nuts.
All right. Thank you, Spaz. Curtis, good morning.
Hi. I don't know how you listen to Greg Hill for 15 years if you don't like rich people complaining.
Oh, come on.
Hillman doesn't bitch. And you know what? And Greg gets a bad rap. Okay. The guy is no. I'm not kissing his butt because I hate when people say this. He's not cheap. I don't think I've ever paid for a dinner when I've been out with Greg. I don't think I've ever paid for a drink when I've been with Hillman.
Thank you.
He's
Spaz.
Always taking care of me.
Thank
every
you.
No matter what.
I do my best. 100%. Thank you.
Spaz, go get a raise, bro.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So the Red Sox brought back Alex Cora for the first, I don't know, 40 games of the year. It looked like a brilliant decision, but then Major League Baseball came out and said they're going to crack down on the foreign substances on the baseballs. So maybe the big difference between last year's Red Sox team and this year's was not Renicky to Cora. It was no cheating to cheating again.
Oh, whoa.
As you look at this, over the last 9 games,
yes.
Okay, the Red Sox starters have an ERA of 9.23.
Mm-hmm.
They have allowed 40 earned runs in 39 innings.
Mm.
This is a major, major problem. And I don't care what Martin Perez says postgame. I don't care what Cora says. And a related note, over the weekend, Andy Martino, who wrote the book Cheated on the Astros Scandal, had an excerpt in the LA Times how the Astros have always steadfastly denied cheating in the World Series and in the playoffs in 2017. And he has indisputable evidence that they did indeed cheat. So they lie constantly. You have Cora, who anybody who believes he won a World Series in 2017 only to come to Boston, play the team that he knew was cheating because he created the apparatus by which to cheat, wasn't cheating in that ALCS when they won in 5 games and wasn't cheating when he beat the Dodgers in the World Series, is lying to themselves. So this is an ugly situation. I don't know how it improves, but it looks really bad for the Boston Red Sox and Alex Cora that since Major League Baseball said no more the whatever it is, the tacky substances.
Sticky stuff.
Yeah.
They have allowed 40 earned runs in 39 innings.
How many home runs did they give up yesterday?
Eight.
No more sticky balls.
I don't know how long they've been playing at Fenway. I think it's like 92 when it opened, but they had never done it at Fenway Park.
Boy, they right. struggle on a struggle bus.
Thank you, Curtis. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, so we talked about this a little bit on Friday, I think, when the news broke. But after seeing last night's or yesterday's game, Tampa Bay versus the New York Islanders, and the Islanders taking a 1-0 lead in that series, it just, you know, it kind of opens up some wounds that we have for the Bruins and the dysfunction or the collapse of what that team was. We crapped on Tuca, it seemed like, forever. And then we find out what was really going on with Tuca. So no one, has anybody said anything about Cassidy? Has anybody put the blame squarely on his shoulders?
Well, a little bit on Friday on this program.
Not much, though. I haven't heard him. I haven't heard him speak. I haven't heard many people ripping him about his decision to put Tuca in net. If Tuca really was that injured, which we kind of start to see that he is, because now he's going to have surgery. The fact that you had a guy that you put in nets just shows me that you don't have confidence in the kid, Swayman, to play him when you have to play him. It's one thing to play him in a pinch, but when you have to play him, you don't have confidence. What's this tell me about this team moving forward? You have 3 free agents, one of them being Tuukka Rask, the other two being Krejci and Hall, guys that are you know, foundation pieces to this organization. Where do you go from here? I think if you're the Bruins, you have to really be telling Cassidy, next year is your last year. If you can't prove that you can win, it's really time for you to go, because you're taking this team and the window is, like we talked about, this window closing, but this window looks like it could be shut with this core. And if you're Cassidy, if you're Cam Neely, you better be making some Sweeney decisions on where are we going from here. Is this core what we need, or is it time to start looking at coaching players on this team?
There was some good news Friday when Taylor Hall spoke, though, and talked about how much he loves this city,
right?
He and his girlfriend, and how it's not for him going forward. Essentially, it's not about the money. He's done other big deals, which are just money deals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good news. You can get Taylor Hall for a reasonable amount of money for a reasonable amount of time, I think. So that is good news.
Doesn't he live down the hall from you at NEMA?
He doesn't. I mean, he might. I don't know. I mean, I'm in the low-rent part of that building. I'm in the, affordable housing portion of NEMA in the Seaport. That's where I live.
He's in the Section 8 pot.
Yes. When is your place at the Regis get built?
Curtis, can you stop? If I tell you something, please don't bring it. You have to bring it up every... All right. So I would like to approach... can I approach the jury, the Greg Hill Show jury, Curtis, if I could?
Permission to, yes.
I'd like a verdict on the number one local news story of the weekend and whether it's believable or not. And that is the lobster diver, Michael Packard, who was apparently off of Cape Cod on Friday, checking on his lobster traps, mm-hmm. when he suddenly found himself inside the mouth of a whale, a la... Is that a whale sound?
No, that's Wiggy's mating call.
Mrs. Wiggins.
That's the sound he made when he wanted another slice of bar pie.
I got my ring.
And she comes.
So the story is like the Jonah 2021 story here, mm-hmm. where the guy says that he was inside the mouth of a whale for a considerable time. And let's take a listen to this individual and his story.
And then I realized, oh my God, I'm in a whale's mouth. I'm in a whale's mouth, and he's trying to swallow me. And I thought to myself, okay, this is it. I'm going to die.
So, guy says that he was in the whale's mouth. Mm-hmm. And that the whale was basically swimming along with him inside there for a considerable amount of time.
Right.
And then he didn't like the way the dude tasted or whatever the issue was, and he spit him out. Is that the most unbelievable thing that anybody has ever said in the history of unbelievable things? Why aren't people questioning this man?
Well, the New York Post has begun the questioning, as well as the Daily Mail. And I bought it right away, and I don't know why.
You did?
I guess it was Friday. Really? I was tired. I don't know.
The first thing, I saw it on the news Friday night. I was like, this is absolutely not a true story.
Well,
what is the Post saying?
Well, thankfully, there's this thing called the internet. And according to Reddit, Michael Packard had claimed that he survived a plane crash in Costa Rica 20 years ago that left the other three passengers dead.
Oh, no.
He survived in the jungle for two nights before rescuers found him.
This guy's cheating death left and right.
There are several doctors that spoke to the New York Post regarding this, and they are very skeptical of the account because whales are whale is a vegetarian or pescatarian. They have no desire to eat meat or humans. So they would, if he was somehow swallowed by a whale accidentally, they would have immediately released him out because they want no part of this weird guy.
So a whale would not swim for a considerable amount of time with a human in its mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Think about when you get swallowed, doesn't that mean you go down the whale's esophagus?
Yes.
He just had the guy in his mouth, like mouthwash.
Right. It was like taking a sip of wine and swirling it around
I don't like this taste. I'm spitting this guy back out.
Spitting it out.
It's like, he's got some bear pee. He's got some bear pizza on
Greg,
his breath.
Do you have a private sommelier that travels to each restaurant with you?
No, I don't. No, Curtis, I don't. Okay. Yes. Please, would you please stop with this?
And wasn't he on the...
to you fair Spanish ladies.
Well, one thing, wasn't he deep down in the water, like...
Yeah.
He was like 40 feet underneath when the whale grabbed
him. That's where the lobster traps are. They don't float at the surface. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I know that, but I'm like, that even makes the story even that more, where it's, you can't believe it.
And my other question is, maybe we can ask Channel 4, but like, did he call Channel 4 to meet him in the parking lot? Like, it's not like this was like a fishing contest or the media would be there.
Right. It's like, how did he suddenly, so he's almost swallowed by a whale.
Mm-hmm.
And then he swims back to the boat, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately calls the news and says, hey, come, here's a scoop for you. I was swallowed by a whale.
Right.
Get out of here.
He called the news channel from the whale's mouth. He has one of those waterproof phones.
Was he fishing with Byron Barnett? Or, like, what was going on?
Hey, I'm stuck in a whale's mouth right now. You might want to get down to the South Shore here.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I mean, it just, it really...
Come on, man.
It does not seem like it's a true story. Can we get a hold of this guy and get him on the show?
I'm trying. I have his number.
So. Oh, I bet he's available.
Oh, he's definitely available. It's going to be like, how much for me to come on and tell my story?
I mean, I don't know enough about whales to know if this has ever happened before. I mean, I know the story of Jonah.
Right.
Jonah, I believe, in the Bible. Was that in the Bible? Help me on my...
No, that was Moby Dick.
No, it was in the Bible, bro. No, no. Moby Dick is a movie. It's a book and a movie by Herman Melville.
I think that was An Education of a Coach by David Halberstam.
I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't know the
Jonah. Jonah was in the Bible, right, Spass?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original Testament. Sorry.
Okay.
But First was Testament. But yes. Was Jonah telling the truth? Wasn't the thing? It was a. It was a parable, I believe, or something like that.
It's the original Testament.
The original Testament?
Yes.
No, it's called the Old Testament.
It's the
you
OT.
Idiot. It's the OT, and then you have the New Testament, the NT.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the OG Testament.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the OG Testament.
So he got swallowed. Well, not swallowed, right? Kind of.
No, Jonah was in the middle of the whale's stomach.
So he actually got swallowed.
Yeah.
Where this guy just kind of was like getting swashed around in the whale's mouth.
In the mouth, yeah.
And Jonah. Would he get shot back out?
So he was like a Listerine strip.
I want to know what's going on in the whale's palate. Like, is he tasting? Is the guy like a little salty? Or
he's like you with bar pizza. He thought it was going to be good, and then he's like, forget about it. All right. Anyway, those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. And the leads today brought to you by Always Health Partners, a health plan helping people and businesses be ready for today, tomorrow, and always.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Wiggy has the numbnut shirt on today. If you want to see it, I threw it up on my story on Instagram. Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can follow me on Instagram and stay up to speed on what is going on the show and with the Greg Hill Foundation and otherwise. So you look good in the numbnut shirt.
Yeah, I like it. I just can't get past the face, how much it looks like.
Looks like Curtis. Okay. Curtis doesn't think it looks anything like him.
It does.
Have you encountered somebody in person yet wearing the shirt or just on social media?
I mean, if you want to say it's not in person, it's not in person. But every time I turn my phone on, I have a new idiot staring at me in one of those things. With a bleep-eating grin on their face.
No, they were looking for numbnuts yesterday, though.
Huh?
A lot of people on the bus were looking for numbnuts.
Yeah.
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 I felt like crap all week, and I'm sorry.
Said he couldn't. I told him he couldn't walk because his nuts were numb. It's hard to walk, you know, when your legs fall asleep and you can't really walk.
If you have numb nuts, it's a real issue for you. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. You would have enjoyed the bus yesterday, Curtis.
Yeah, it looked like a good group of people.
Wiggy was on the aux. He was DJing. Yes. And he did a great job with the – he drove the bus a little bit.
A little bit.
Which it's a difficult thing to do. I think you have to have a Class 3 license or Class D or whatever it is. So,
but we can get past that.
But you did a great job yesterday. And I think at some point this morning I will be able to announce the winner of the bar pizza crawl. I'll do that right after I announce the co-host.
Oh, perfect. Or why don't we have Coco announce who won the pizza crawl?
So, as soon as the Greg Hill Foundation people – get up this morning. Mm-hmm. I'll have the details because we had intricate scorecards.
Yes.
And you had to give every place a 1 to 10 rating.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to pick, you had to number the places in ascending order, 10 to 1, 1 being the best. So,
okay.
And you picked Hoey's as your
favorite.
Yeah,
well, it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of taking notes at each place.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, you know, I really took time when I put together my scorecard.
Yeah.
But I did like Hoey's the best.
But it might have been the atmosphere. Like, you sat right down at the bar mm-hmm. with, there were a bunch of, it's in an AmVets hall. So there are a bunch of great veterans in there. Yeah. And you said it was probably the atmosphere of Hoey's that you liked.
It was, yeah, I did like the atmosphere. It's like a social club. You know, yeah. I walked in and said, hey, where do I pay my dues at? That's
when you heard you were going to Hoey's, did you expect a different interior?
I you know what? I didn't know what to expect. We couldn't find it initially. It was like, is it at somebody's house? So we circled the place a little bit. And then when we pulled up, we're like, wait a second. It's like a VFW club, like an after hours joint. You walk in there and that was the feel that you got.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. I mean, the atmosphere. But no, it was more about the pizza. I wasn't letting the atmosphere of each place
affect the taste of the pizza.
Yeah, I wasn't letting
Are
that.
You sure?
I'm positive. I won't let that cloud my judgment.
Okay.
So
what on your big board, you have Hoey's at number one.
Yeah.
What do you have at number two?
Number two, oh man.
Linwood?
No. I think I might have had Old Tools at number two on my big board.
That's in Whitman.
Yeah, I like their. I might have Venus three.
Yeah.
So
Venus was number one on my big board.
Right.
Was O'Toole's the one that tasted like Celeste?
No. O'Toole's had the pickles and
pastrami.
Pastrami.
They had a pickle and pastrami pizza.
Right. But Dakota's was good too, though.
I would never have thought. That pickles tasted good on a pizza, but it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. And I would say the Dakota pizza would probably be fourth on my big board. That was the one at, what's it called, Braintree Brewhouse?
Braintree Brewhouse.
Yeah, and that was feta and banana peppers.
This is Bill. Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got to stick up to Curtis here. You know, Curtis is great in the show. The real numbnuts, the real loser is Ken Jong-un, and I'm so happy that he's off the show. Well, see, Greg, I don't forget that he threw you under the bus, that he ratted you out on your early Florida trip. The guy's, and he just sucks, dude. He sucks.
I mean, he's not even here. Day. He's not even here to defend himself.
Right.
And
well,
Ken,
I
got to tell you, Ken speaks for a lot of listeners on this program. He is, many call him the voice of reason.
Yeah.
And they did throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
They said he was the only one with any common sense in this place.
Yeah, we were idiots.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a detour here, Greg, but do you find it interesting at all that Ken referred to this as wartime?
Mm-hmm.
When we were laughing about it, he's like, we should act as though this is wartime.
Right.
Now, don't you think it's important to see what caused the war? Like, we had a big deal with Bush and no WMDs. That was a big mistake.
Yes.
So shouldn't we understand what caused the wartime?
Well, you always want to get to the bottom of that.
But Ken thinks that's like, what? Who cares? It's over. What are you doing? We can live again. It's so incredible, the disconnect there.
Yeah. Are you referring to the origin of the COVID virus, Curtis?
I have been listening to podcasts constantly about this. Megyn Kelly had 2.5 hours on. If you listen to this thing and you still think it didn't originate in the Wuhan lab, then you should go walk outside and punch yourself in the face.
Well, did you see the story about the Chinese military? I can't remember if we talked about this on the show or not, but the Chinese military being able to recreate human-like lungs in mice.
Really?
So that they could test the effect of viruses on human lungs.
Oh, and respiratory viruses.
They were doing this shortly before the COVID outbreak. Hmm. Now, I'm sure that's just some kind of a coincidence or something, but and I don't know, have they done any research in China into whether or not a whale can swallow somebody and then spit them back out after a minute in their mouth? Is there any research on that?
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, they're starting.
Any whale in America will be getting after people. They'll poison the whales.
Now, can I ask you a question about the guy, the lobsterman, Michael Packard, who says that he was swallowed by a whale on Friday off the Cape? Why would he lie about that? Why would somebody? Is it to get attention on yourself? Why? If it's a lie,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's suggesting that they know whether it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have to take him at his word at first. But if he were making that up, why would he do that?
Well, I mean,
is he clout chasing, as you would
be,
say?
Yeah, he could be clout chasing. Think about it. There's also the story, and Curtis, you're right, because I remember hearing the story about him surviving 20 years ago in the plane crash.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy just likes to, you know, talk about how he survives these, you know, these scary accidents that he gets
involved. He's got a great story to tell when he goes to the VFW hall.
Think about that. Bob Pizza?
Yeah.
What the story he's got to tell? Let me tell you, I just swim in there, checking my lobster traps. Yeah. Next thing you know, boom, whale takes me in his mouth.
Yeah. I don't know enough about being a lobsterman. Neither does Chris Curtis, because he doesn't like those kinds of people. No. But several texters were saying that if you have lobster traps, you're pulling them up by the line.
Right.
You're not swimming down to get the lobster out unless you are stealing other people's lobsters.
Oh, that's crap. We all watched Deadliest Catch in the Bering Sea. They all went scuba diving to get the crabs. They didn't pull them up.
They did?
Boat. No, it's a joke. Of course they do
that. Okay.
All right. Who would go down to the bottom of the ocean floor to pick up a box of lobsters?
So, yeah. Is he like free diving or something? Because he didn't have a scuba gear on, because wasn't part of the story that when he got sucked in the whale's mouth, he lost his whatever mechanism he was using to breathe, and then he had to find it.
He said the whale actually breathed for him. The whale gave him mouth to mouth. Although there are also several experts on the text line who are saying that the whale, in an act of kindness, can protect you from a predator. So if the whale knows that there's a great white shark around,
right?
The whale, out of animal world kindness, might take you into their mouth in order to shield you from
the shark.
From the shark, yeah.
Won't the shark eat the whale and then it'll eat both of y'all?
I don't know. The whale is bigger than the shark. Does the shark eat the whale?
Here's why I always get confused. Because I like to swim like most people. But when you go down underneath water, you can only breathe for so long. So is he in the whale's mouth and the whale has this, like, I don't know, sealed, like, when the whale closes his mouth is like sealed oxygen where he's able to, like, there's no water getting in there and he could freely breathe?
You're supposed to put the mask on yourself first and then on your child.
It's not a submarine, bro.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
A whale.
Right, so there's got to be water in the... How are you, you know, how are you surviving underneath water in the whale's mouth?
The guy's like, there I was, surrounded by pygmies. He's like Colonel McBragg or whatever that guy's name was. I mean, he said that he was in a plane crash in Costa Rica, and he was the only person to survive. Three other people died.
Right.
He was on the 107th floor of the World Trade Center, but somehow got out on 9/11.
Yes.
And not only did he survive the plane crash, but he survived a couple days in the jungle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I don't know.
I mean, think about this. This guy
looked like that would like he would survive in a Costa Rican jungle by himself for 2 days.
But is it possible for a whale to put you in its mouth and not kill you?
I don't know. We need to talk to a marine biologist or a Spaz, obscure old show reference, a marine biologist.
Oh, that was a good one. I'm going to see if I can find it in the old system.
Okay.
That's what I want to know.
Apparently, this guy had a special diving license to go get individual lobsters. So somebody looked that up on the Google machine, and that's what the article says.
So why not, like you said, I've went on a charter fishing boat before, and why not just bring the whole thing up? Why go down and grab one individual?
I mean, there are some people. Maybe somebody else said that they're diving for like 5-pound lobsters that don't get in the traps. So that
seems like a lot of work for something that's probably worth like 50 cents.
No, lobster's expensive.
Yeah, right.
A small lobster?
Yeah, I don't know how much it is a pound, but it's wildly expensive. The price of the hot seafood tower is going up rapidly at Davio's, Curtis.
Neptune Oyster, the best lobster roll in Boston.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30 this morning. And that involves a fire department jaws of life rescue of somebody who makes a lot of money making fetish videos, who may not want to make those same kind of fetish videos after the jaws of life were required over the weekend. We'll get to that at 7:30 on today's show. And a reminder that in about 10 minutes, you will have your first chance of the day to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest. So that is coming up in 10 minutes on today's show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.